his mouth and speak loud and clear. The article from Rabash concerning the importance of society. Concerning the importance of society. It is known that one is always among people who have no connection to the work on the path of truth. But the contrary, always resist those who walk on the path of truth. And since people's thoughts mingle, the views of those who oppose the path of truth permeate those with some desire to walk on the path of truth. Hence, there is no other solution but to establish a separate society for themselves, to be their framework, meaning a separate community that does not mingle with other people whose views differ from that society. And they should constantly evoke in themselves the issue of the purpose of society, so they will not follow the majority. Because following the majority is our nature. Since if the society isolates itself from the rest of people, meaning if they have no connection with other people in regards to spiritual matters, and their contact with them is only on corporeal matters, they will not mingle with their views, since they have no connection in matters of religion. But when a person is among religious people and begins to converse and argue with them, he immediately mingles with their views. Their views subconsciously penetrate his mind to such an extent that he will not be able to discern that these are not his own views, but what he received from the people he connected with. Therefore, in matters of work on the path of truth, one should isolate oneself from other people. This is because the path of truth requires constant strengthening, since it is against the view of the world. The view of the world is knowing and receiving, whereas the view of Torah is faith and bestowal. If one strays from that, he immediately forgets all the work of the path of truth and falls into a world of self-love. Only from a society in the form of they helped every man his friend, does each person in the society receive the strength to fight against the view of the world. Also, we find the following in the words of the Zohar. When a person dwells in a city inhabited by evil people, and he cannot keep the mitzvot of the Torah, and does not succeed in the Torah, he relocates and uproots himself from there and plants himself in a place inhabited by good people, people with Torah and with mitzvot. This is because the Torah is called a tree. As it is written, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And man is a tree. As it is written, for is the tree of the field man. And the mitzvot in the Torah are likened unto fruits. And what does it say? Only the trees of which thou knowest that they are not trees for food, them thou may destroy and cut down. Destroy from this world, and cut down from the next world. For this reason, one must uproot himself from the place where there are wicked. For he will not be able to succeed there in Torah and mitzvot, and plant himself elsewhere among righteous, and he will succeed in Torah and mitzvot. Since man, whom the Zohar compares to the tree of the field, suffers, like the tree of the field, from bad neighbors, meaning we must always cut down the bad weeds around us as they affect us. We must keep away from bad environments, from people who do not favor the path of truth. We need a careful watch so as to not be drawn to follow them. This is called isolation, meaning when one has thoughts of the single authority called bestowal and not public authority, which is self-love. This is called two authorities, meaning the Creator's authority and one's own authority. Knowledge in order to receive. This is called heart, meaning the heart wishes only to receive for one's own benefit. And this was the sin of the tree of knowledge. To understand this matter, see the introduction to the book Panim Masbirot, and from this we can understand the benefits of the society. It can introduce a different atmosphere, one of working only in order to bestow.
Yes.
Thank you
very much, Rav. Can you hear me?
Yes.
What are bad weeds in our environment? What are the bad weeds that we need to uproot?
Man is called the tree of the field, and we understand that if we want to grow some kind for success, then we have to clean the field from any other thing that might ruin our plans to grow the right crop. That's how we do this. We do it in life. If I want my kid to grow in a certain way, in a good way, in a certain style, then I look for that kind of environment that can provide that kind of influence. and affect him this way. And that's what we do, that's what we try to do. Same thing here. If we are in a plan to grow ourselves, as well as our kids, our grandkids, and we want them to grow in a certain way, then accordingly we need to prepare the ground for them. This is called preparing the field.
What on my behalf is it? I come, I have an environment, we have the environment here around us, we're developing with it and growing. How do I, as far as I'm concerned, what is a bad weed that I can say to myself that it's harmful to us, that as far as I'm concerned, does not contribute to the goal for me?
No, such people that are completely resistant to our direction to grow and develop, they, to begin with, almost never happen to come to us. But still, we need to see that each and every friend is truly in the same direction that our teachers set for us. And that's important. It's important because we realize that by that we can promise ourselves to reach the right goal. Accordingly, he determines, decides.
Even when there are actually very big temptations, and he's offered, again, I'm taking the example of Rabbi Yossi Bar Kitzvah, but I think it's so special, this person, his greatness, and nevertheless, just wanted his students and just the Torah and not to give up anything else, even though he was great in the Torah.
First of all, a question. What do I need to achieve? As it's written, a person needs to go to the cemetery, sit on a rock, and think, what needs to become of my life if I do a self-scrutiny?
I don't see that we're quite doing this. And it's right, there's plenty to do. A person doesn't ever leave with half of what he wants, still missing. We see, we're expressing ourselves, we're being tempted by all kinds of things in our daily life, where people's head is today.
What can you do? This is our nature, and we have to strengthen ourselves as much as we can to be still a bit more better aimed in our life. Otherwise, life goes by very fast and you remain without the right conclusion.
Correct, correct, Rav. Thank you.
What can you do? Therefore, we have to say that only the environment can promise us that we will be aimed correctly over the course of years towards the right direction. No other choice. Matt, to, and then do it here, if whatever they need. Sure, no problem.
So, Rav, what do we need to be cautious about? What are those bad weeds that could take us somewhere else? If we could somehow be precise in this. One thing we have to worry about, it's, is he drawn to love of friends or not? If he's willing to observe it or not, with all the people in the world. And all the rest, he understands that things need to work out. Yeah. The Lord will help.
Thank you, Rav.
Ken.
בוקר טוב. העשבים השוטים, זה המחשבות.
Good morning, Rav. The wandering weeds, the tumbleweeds, is that my doubts, my thoughts that are going around?
Yes.
That's what I was kind of confused, because if my, these tumbling weeds are my diverted thoughts, like they say, like someone comes to kill you, you can kill him first, and, but to be in that knowledge that my war is with my thoughts,
with yourself.
Exactly, just to understand that there's some force that's changing my thought. That's the way I am being used. The question is just how do I help that society so that it will grow more, because I understand that this is my salvation from these wandering.
You should first think, in whatever environment a person is, he has to think about how to not hurt his society. So I have to live with them, incorporate with them, and see myself to what extent I'm with them together in some connection. And then see how can we truly be more connected according to the goal of life and the tools for that. And that's how we get closer to each other.
Yes, we
have a gift tomorrow. We have this convention, yes.
Yes, tomorrow and the day after, we're going to make an effort to do great inner work, to open our heart to each and every friend, and thus make a big leap forward.
Thank you.
Yes.
I will continue, my friends. He's describing the work in the field and all that comes out of that. And he says that this war that we're in is, he calls it isolation. I lost the excerpt. And he says that he calls bestowal the single authority, and self-love he calls it the multiple authority, and this is the point that we need to, that's the main war.
Yes.
How do we enter this single authority?
That we only think of how to bestow warmth and love, how we connect to the friends, how do we connect to the friends that are in the environment, what are we willing to give for that. That's our work. If we try to behave this way, then of course we will succeed. Yes.
Rav, he writes here about isolation, that he's in thoughts of the single authority, which is called bestowal, and not the multiple authority, which is self-love, which is called two authorities, meaning the authority of the Creator and his own authority. We say, on the other hand, that a person needs to be in no else besides him, and if not for myself, then who? That if he wants, that he has to earn a living, and he has to be, and if not, when he's doing that, he has to do, for, if not for me, then who? How's the difference between those two things and being in dual authority?
He exists in himself.
And where is the Creator if he's inside himself?
That's where he's with the Creator.
We mean even where I am, if not for myself, then who? Then I'm with, he's with the Creator?
If not for myself, then who? Yeah. Well, why is he doing that?
needs horses and to know what is the goal for which he's doing, if I'm not for myself, then who? That he guards himself from all the foreign influences. And instead of all the world's influences, he chooses a small, compressed environment that becomes his close circle. And with it, he breaks through all the boundaries and breaks free. The public's representative.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Ah, my fuses are ignited right now. I know there's Christians, Muslims, all kinds. We have from all the world. After all, we're diversified with all those things, religions, etc. And then the question comes, tell me, the Torah was given to the Jewish people, okay?
No.
Why not? Who was it given to?
It wasn't like there was a Jewish nation that existed before the reception of the Torah.
I'm sorry?
I'll say it again for you. Before this people received Torah, it didn't exist as a people. Rather, the reception of the Torah and carrying out the Torah made that group into a people.
He
writes here, from this we will understand the benefit of a society that can bring work that is only in order to bestow. How is the atmosphere of in order to bestow built?
How do you build a society that has the atmosphere of the spirit of bestowal?
Yes.
It appears in a way that everyone wants to help the other. Everyone is close to the other. Everyone thinks about a single goal, single common goal, as written to us.
There's
a feeling there's a very special atmosphere here, also in the convention, this atmosphere that kind of draws the person, and you feel like you just flow with it. But why is it? But is it like the air is like thicker when there's in order to bestow? Or
that depends on the intensity of thoughts and desires that everyone has and everyone together. The fact that everyone is inspired, that's one thing. But the fact they want to connect in their thoughts, desires, and goals to each other, and to turn that work into something big, something great, something huge, that's their work. That depends on them.
And what's the difference with coming and demanding connection or demanding the light in order to bestow?
They demand connection is that they only want to connect between them. That could be in any other environment. That's it. Could be in a soccer group. They go out to a game and they want to be connected in order to play well with each other. But for us, we want to be in a connection as one man in one heart, which means we all have the same goal. We all have to reach that goal.
Dissipate all the terrible poisons in the ground. How do we draw the light so that it awakened the powerful minerals in the ground? How do we draw the light to strengthen our environment, actually?
We want to be in a society that Bala Sulam tells us how to build it. We want to make room for each and every one in terms of how we connect to each other. And we certainly want to be connected as one man in one heart, to one creator, and to all our teachers, to follow their path exactly. And then we are certain that we ultimately will reach the goal. Ultimately, we'll reach the goal. Make an effort now, let's say, towards the upcoming Congress, and you'll see how even a single common effort, but it has to be a common effort, how much benefit you get out of that, and how you absorb such thoughts, desires, insights, qualities, new emotion. New emotion. What seems to you as unrealistic now suddenly becomes real. But this has to be with all of your currently available desire.
Find it on our sites. The Rabash article, the main thing we need.
Please.
עיקר מה שחסר לנו.
The main thing we need.
שוב, המאמר נמצא בעמוד 1616.
Again, the article can be found on our sites, on the Yervut system and Tzvah.
שמסיבה זו,
the main thing we need.
אין לנו חומרי דלק.
And for which we have no fuel for the work. Is that we are lacking importance of the goal.
שאין אנו יודעים.
This is that we do not know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing. Also, we are lacking the awareness of the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King. Since we have nothing with which to be able to understand His greatness. In the words of the Zohar, this is called Shechina in the dust, meaning that bestowal upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work. Since without pleasure, there is no energy to work. Where self-love shines, the body derives vitality from this. But in the work of bestowal, the body does not feel any pleasure in this and must naturally collapse under its weight. Conversely, when one feels that he is serving an important king, to the extent of the importance of the king, so is his delight and pleasure from serving him. Hence, at that time, he has fuel that can give him the power to go forward each time. Since he feels that he is serving an important king. Then when he knows and feels to whom he bestows, to the extent that he had the strength to work with the intention of self-love, now he has the strength to work in order to bestow. Since one who bestows upon an important person is regarded as receiving from him. And since the body has the strength to work for reception in order to receive reward, likewise, in bestowing upon an important king, he derives pleasure in this. By this, we will understand what is written in the introduction to the study of Ten Sfirot concerning the matter that if she gives, and he is an important person, she is sanctified because of the pleasure of receiving from him. We are seeing something new. Bestowing upon an important person is tantamount to receiving. Although there he references the essay about matrimony in the context of reception in order to bestow, at which time reception means bestow. From this, we can understand the other side of the coin, that bestowal is called reception. And because of this, he already has fuel. For if he bestows upon an important person, it is to him as though he is receiving. Therefore, he already has the power to work. It follows that all we need is to believe in the greatness of the Creator, and then we will have the energy to work in bestow. In bestow.
Questions? That's clear, right? Meaning, everything only depends on the greatness of the friend, the greatness of the Creator. In such a way, we can reach bestow, and this will be felt by us as reception. It's very interesting that I give to someone, and by that I feel that I receive. How can that be? He explains to us here, Rabash, that there's no problem here. It all depends on appreciation. That's what we need to change within us. We think this thing is far away, and when do we get there? What kind of strength we have to receive from above that will change us? All we need is one thing. That what's great in my eyes will be the Creator, the friend, and then I have no problem. My giving becomes receiving.
Good
morning. At least in my ears, what I heard is that all that's written here is to bestow in order to receive. We do this every day in everything. Every process of connection with a person naturally is to bestow in order to receive. What can I give him or what can I do in order to receive more? So I don't understand how that has anything to do with spirituality. Spirituality is supposed to be receiving in order to bestow. Completely opposite that.
You're right.
So what is our whole work here that we need to correct here?
If I, with my will to receive, I relate to everyone, then I wish to fulfill my will to receive. If I know that my will to receive is my enemy, my hater, then I'll use it as least as possible. And then, instead of it, I hear that if I treat someone in bestowal, that makes me similar to the Creator. And then, by being similar to the Creator, the light of correction is bestowed upon me, which corrects me. And it transforms me to something truly similar to the Creator. I begin to be a bestower. And that's how I advance.
Rabash writes that if we knew how great the Creator is, we'd want to bestow to him.
Yes.
The question is, how can I know how great he is if we haven't revealed him yet?
That is true. But we can get an impression from the friends. How do I conduct my life? What in my life do I think about all kinds of things as big or small or wanted or undesirable? It's only according to the environment. Therefore, if we come to an environment that appreciates the Creator, with love of friends, let's say, then I can fulfill these things easily. That's what it's about. Yes.
The matter of bestowal, it's without reward, right?
What do you mean it's not a reward?
To bestow, one of the conditions of bestowing is that he works for the benefit of something outside of his body without reward for himself.
Without reward. That's without an exchange. That's already a spiritual action.
Right, that's what I'm asking. Because here he says that if he considers the, or appreciates the king and makes him greater in his eyes, then giving to him already is as an act of reception. He receives knowledge, pleasure, light, filling, vitality, as he calls it. Why is that vitality not canceling out the matter of bestowal, which is, as we said, one of the things of bestowal is without receiving for himself?
But he can't cancel his desire to not receive.
So what's the trick here?
The trick is simple, that he remains in order to receive. However, the king should be great in his eyes.
The thing is, when he starts to bestow and feels, if he feels that there's no flavor in this work, then overcoming the taste and overcoming the work and working above that, then he can receive and there would be nothing that makes it flawed.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, it's a little clearer. Let's see. When a person starts on the path and he's explained this matter of receiving and bestowing, he starts to think that all day long he's bestowing in order to receive. All day long he's caring for others, but he gets feeling from that.
No, he doesn't make that kind of calculation. This is... No, his body makes these calculations subconsciously.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to ask about. Because it seems to me that when we're reading this article, that there's a certain stage along the way from receiving in order to receive, a person moves to bestowing in order to receive. And it sounds like a stage, according to what I understand from the article, actually, that it's a necessary stage, step.
Yes.
Or stage.
אני שואל ככה, למה השלב הזה הוא כל כך אחר?
Why is that stage so necessary? What is it in this stage that a person along the way has to go from receiving in order to receive, to bestowing in order to receive before he comes in the end to true bestowal?
להשפיע על מנת לקבל זה...
To bestow in order to receive teaches him how to bestow, and he is given fuel in order to receive, so as to learn what bestowal is.
Туда.
Yes, please.
איך הוא מתקדם מהמצב הזה? אם הוא לומד,
so how does he advance from that stage? If he learns how to bestow and he has fuel, how does he come to bestowing in order to bestow? What will advance him there?
What's the difference between what he had before and what he will have?
He was receiving vitality for himself from bestowing.
Yes.
We know according to the definition, bestowing is not to receive any benefit for oneself. So I understand, so moving from there, I have to advance to bestowing in order to bestow. What advances him from this stage to that step?
What is he lacking here?
Then maybe the vitality has to be taken away from him.
What to give instead of that? Greatness of the Creator.
The vitality was taken. The greatness of the Creator was...
לא הייתה לו גדלות הבורא.
כן. He didn't have it.
He didn't have the greatness of the Creator, so what did he have? What in the article gives him the force to work on this? They say it's because the king is great in his eyes.
The king is great in his eyes, that's why he's willing to give the king everything according to the greatness of the king in his eyes, what it allows him and pushes him to do.
So what is the next step? How do we move from here onwards? How does the Creator advance us onwards from this step, from this stage?
So the Creator needs to give us the possibility to bestow in order to bestow.
So what are the new conditions he gives us? What was up from the previous state?
He gives us power, energy, fuel to bestow, even though I feel no fulfillment out of that.
He lowers the greatness of the king in my eyes?
Yes.
And now I have to act from within myself for this?
Yes.
And this already becomes bestow in order to bestow?
Yes.
רב, גם המאמר הקודם, גם המאמר הזה, זה...
Also the previous article and this article, it's a struggle a person has on the importance of the goal.
כל המלחמה, מי לשים בקטע?
The whole war of who I should crown. You can't have two kings in one crown, right? A person can't have two important things sometimes. Reason, sometimes religion, some sport, some food, or who knows what else, except for... And you said earlier that everything depends on the greatness of the friend and the greatness of the Creator. And then when he delights the friend of the Creator, it is felt in him as receiving. You're kind of like saying in one breath, the Creator, the friend, without even a differentiation. How can we look at a friend as an important king and to think of his, the importance of the friend and in the same way, in the same breath, like this, look at the greatness of the friend and to receive forces from there? Because sometimes with the Creator we get confused and we imagine all kinds of things that are not really things that you can hold on to.
We have to first achieve the greatness of society.
When we look at a friend, let's say I'm looking right now at Eyal, at Oren, one by one, each of them seems a little different to me, meaning I can get an impression from one today, tomorrow from another one, next day maybe not even an impression, maybe I'll even be angry at one. How do I connect everyone to one thing and call it, this is the king, this is the friend that I need to be impressed by and to, I don't know, receive forces from and bestow to?
I want to connect the greatness of all the friends to the greatness of godliness. That this to me is the highest thing. It's a degree above my head. I connect everyone
to
the greatness of the environment, the greatness of the society, that above them can be only the greatness of the Creator. And that's how I use this environment as a springboard to reach the Creator.
We
have a convention called Life in the Ten. And all our friends here are divided into tens, connected in tens. There's more active tens, there are those that are a little less. What does every friend need to inject into his ten? What spirit does he have to inject into his ten so that his ten will be like an important king for him? What does he have to push into the ten?
Greatness of the Creator. And what the greatness of the Creator obligates us to. But that's already with respect to us. That the Creator will be great in our eyes, and each time His greatness, how does it obligate us?
As a friend in the ten, I have to make sure that my friends in the ten will have the greatness of the Creator?
Of course, that's most important. If there's greatness of the Creator, I don't care about anything in life, even my life itself.
Let's
say someone's having some kind of difficulty, one of the members in the 10, isn't that? Does the 10 need to give that friend the greatness of the Creator? Is that what's on the balancing scale there, the difficulty that he needs to be given?
That's the most certain to be able to save us.
Ken, על אותו עניין, גם במאמר הקודם הוא כותב שאם הוא מסיח את הדעת מגדלות הבורא, אפילו לרגע הוא ישר נופל להשפעת העולם.
כן.
מחשבות על קבלה עצמית. אז,
even for a moment doesn't think about the world. How can we
turn our lives into an engagement with the friends, with the Creator? Where can we get that force where if for a single moment we don't engage in that, then it's clear that we fall immediately? Yes? How can we hold on so that at every moment we can hold on to the greatness of the Creator? This is a spirit that has to be in the society. The spirit that has to be in the society. The atmosphere. Otherwise, how will I live?
It's
as if we engage in that, but we see how even the words we hear about the greatness of the friend, it's hard to accept that. This is your thoughts, your feelings about it, but I'm in the same society as you, and I see it differently, and I receive from it a different form. It depends on my preparation. Depends only on a person. The society is a society. Has all the forces, all the conditions, so any person in it can reach from here till the end of correction. But it depends on a person. But it's possible.
Ken.
Why is pleasure that's felt from the greatness of the society, why does that not enter the vessels of reception? It's as if there's another place.
How do I use the greatness of the society?
I want to bestow to them. Yes, it's clear, but my nature is the opposite. It's as if there is something here that lets me, from myself, I still don't identify what is the difference. How is it possible to explain that?
Because the society has power. If certain individuals are connected, if they're not, we see that there's nothing there. But if they are, then they are united above each person's will to receive, and that's the force of bestowal.
So all the actions that a person does for the society, he can have a quiet mind that he's... It's as if he got this gift from another world.
Yes.
Can you explain what is the greatness of the Creator before you have ready vessels?
No.
We need to be in that beforehand, right?
If I have no vessels with which to feel the greatness of the Creator, how will I feel the greatness of the Creator? If I can't feel it, how will I explain it?
Is that something spiritual? Is that spiritual attainment, the greatness of the Creator?
Yes.
But we need to be in that constantly, right? Even before.
Where will you get it from?
I'm asking you
back. Where will you get the greatness of the Creator?
In the society, in the ten, in the friends.
If you hear about it from them, you'll have the greatness of the Creator?
I think that I will.
Good, so use it.
And how can I give that to the friends? Without a true feeling.
That's a different question. The important thing is for you to feel that the greatness of the Creator is helping you climb and rise and get closer to Him.
Now,
what's next? How to bestow to Him from there?
Can we be an example to that toward the friends when I don't know what it is?
This will come. This will come.
Od. Ken Chaim.
I just want to sharpen the question of the friend. What is the greatness of the Creator? And how can we come closer to the greatness of the Creator? What is this feeling of coming closer to the Creator?
The greatness of the Creator is the greatness or the control of the bestowing force that dwells in the world.
No. Yesterday, we had a 10 meeting. We tried to do what you did, to do a light one before the convention, to have the connection and the feeling of the connection. And friends repeated what you said a few days ago, that it's like a missile through which you can rise to, that the society is like a missile through which you can rise to the upper world. And that's a very fantastic depiction. What is this idea of this missile that can bring us to the upper world?
Any place, any time that you want, if you have such a desire, in truth, that certainly... You can grab hold of this desire and fly to all the worlds, like the Baron Munchausen.
And we learn all these words of the upper worlds and in Talmud as Sefirot. And we go through these ascents and descents. What are these upper worlds? Is it another reality?
Outside of this reality, you feel, you acquire an upper force, a force of bestowal, and then you see how it rides on top and covers all the vessels of reception.
For example, I don't want to confuse everyone. Okay, in Talmud it says Sfirot, we learn that there's Ab and Sag, two forms of bestowal. What are other worlds? There's a different kind of bestowal, another flavor of bestowal.
No, it's a different state. A different world is a different state.
Upon the will to receive, right?
Yes.
Overcoming.
Yes.
Ken.
The greatness of the Creator, do we attain it as a result of above reason, or do we need the greatness of the Creator in order to work above reason?
First of all, as much as it was given to us, we need to be in faith above reason.
Also, if we don't have the greatness of the Creator in the meantime.
Yes, that's right.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот величие Творца. Вот что это за сила и как?
Greatness of the Creator. What is this force? And how can we make it so that this force will dwell among us, so that it will cancel our will to receive and make it all in order to bestow?
The force of the Creator is love. The force of love, the force of connection. The force of love is the force of connection.
А как, чтобы творец в ощущении был вот его величие перед
нами? How can we make it so that the Creator will be in our feeling, that we will feel His greatness in our eyes?
Насколько depends only on the environment. As much as the environment raises the greatness of the Creator, that's how great He is going to be in your eyes.
How
can a friend who has difficulties, how can he attract that force, that he will gain the strength?
Только если он принизит себя перед
товарищем. To draw over himself this power. Only if he's going to lower himself, humiliate himself, then he will be able to receive it.
Какая-то проблема, и она тебя отвлекает, отбрасывает от связи с Творцом.
Let's say you have a problem.
Как так принизить себя перед товарищем?
It distracts you, throws you out of the work of the Creator. How can I relate to the friends in such a way that that force will attract you?
To bow down before the friends. Place yourself under their influence to such an extent that you will not have any other thoughts.
Does
it depend only on you, or is there the help of the friends?
Of course,
the friends can help, but it mainly depends on you.
How can I bring myself closer to bow down toward the friends, to constantly think about them? Or
to
aim yourself internally such a way that they are closer to the Creator than you, that they are placed between you and the Creator.
And
that's why you have to first of all think how you can connect with the friends. In your connection with the friends, you'll find the connection with the Creator.
Так, а творец для чего он отбрасывает вообще человека и забирает у него это вот ощущение себя?
Why does the Creator make a person fall and make him lose his feeling, the feeling of his greatness?
Усилить свое желание к связи с Творцом.
The Creator throws out a person to give him an opportunity to strengthen his connection with the Creator.
It seems that today this point, this turning point is clearer to us. And even the greatness of the Creator, that transition point is between bestowing in order to receive and bestowing in order to bestow. And if I bestow in order to receive something within my will to receive, so that's clear that it's bestowing in order to receive. And bestowing in order to bestow, that's unclear. And here, we need the help of the Creator because we do not know what we are asking for. We're incapable of doing that at the same time. And the greatness of the Creator and faith, we don't know what we have faith in. There is some kind of other state there, so how is it possible to direct ourselves at that point more correctly?
Imagine it in the relationship between the friends and come to it to some extent. And then from there you can climb up to the Creator. That's precisely what the meaning of from love of the created beings to love of the Creator.
Meaning, in this point, there needs to be the love of the Creator that is greater than that the Creator is.
Да, дорогой Раф, всем огромный привет из Тбилиси.
Hi everyone from Tbilisi.
Я получил впечатление в сердце от того, что увидел достоинство одного товарища. Как мне
I got the impression from seeing the greatness of the friend. How from that can I develop the greatness of the whole ten?
Try to find this quality, this merit in each one of the friends. Try to connect with them through this merit.
Хочу увидеть вот как важность товарища вы сказали, то есть.
Maybe this way of seeing the greatness of the friend, as you said, that I want to be beneficial to the friend, is that also a way of doing it?
I don't know. Maybe the other way around, that it will corrupt your relationship between you when you're clinging to someone.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Если я обслуживаю десятку, я от этого получаю. Я должен делать на это.
If I serve the ten and I get pleasure from that, should I perform a restriction on that?
Of course.
Я могу делать это автоматически, там не ощущения.
I can do that automatically without emotions.
Латин сложный.
Pa, buenos días, Clima Mundial. Rab, ¿cómo podría el cuerpo
recibir el tornamiento? How can the body get pleasure from bestowal?
Repeat, please.
¿Cómo podría el cuerpo recibir placer del otorgamiento?
How can a body get pleasure from bestowal?
The
will to receive is ready to accept any pleasure that will spread out through it and give it a feeling of pleasure. And we, only with the screen, are able to make a calculation of whether or not to receive pleasure from it, from reception, from bestowal, what kind of pleasure.
אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לכנס קבלה לעם העולמי, חיים בעשירייה. כנס יתחיל מחר, יום שבת 27 לחודש, וביום ראשון 28 לחודש. ואנחנו בחומר הלימוד קטעים נבחרים, הכנה לכנס חיים בעשירייה, קטע מספר 5. כותב הרבש. מוכרח הוא לגלות את האהבה שיש בליבו לחברים, מטעם כי בזה הגילוי הוא גורם שיעורר את לב חברו לחברים, שגם החברים ירגישו שכל אחד ואחד עוסק באהבת חברים, והרווח בזה הוא שעל ידי זה הוא מקבל כוח יותר חזק לפעול באהבת חברים ביתר סט ועוז, מטעם שכוח האהבה של כל אחד ואחד נכלל בחברו.
The benefit from that is that in this manner one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces who understand the need that is necessary to engage in love of friends.
נקרא שוב קטע
lesson.
בעקבות מה שלמדנו היום, רציתי לשאול.
And following what I learned today, I wanted to ask, what is the correct order? Do we first need to awaken the importance of the Creator, that has a power that has assembled us and maybe has an expectation of us, or start to awaken love among the friends, and from the love among the friends, we might also reveal that force. What comes first when we prepare ourselves for this gathering?
Everything begins from above. Everything begins from above, and therefore, with the upper desire, we first need to implement that. And then afterward, less and less and less until it reaches our desire. Where in our desire there is already nothing to do. If we would organize all the desires of the Creator toward us, then certainly we would correct ourselves. That we have nothing to ask for and do. That is all. I hope that we will get on top of that. Yes, Oren.
כתוב, מוכרח הוא לגלות את האהבה שיש בליבו להברים. מה זה לגלות את האהבה שיש בליבו להברים?
שמה שהוא מרגיש בליבו כלפי
what he feels in his heart toward the friends, he needs to express that. He needs to bring that out of his heart, to disclose it first to himself and afterward to the friends. It's his obligation. He needs to do that.
It's duty.
Meaning I don't come to the convention in order to sit there like at a theater. I come to the convention in order to implement my obligation toward the friends, which I can do through this awakening that is there, here in the place of the convention and in all of its branches around the world. I need to be impressed from them and need to try so that it will reveal in the whole world. It's a great thing. Yes, Dudi.
How to be present in the Congress each moment and not to miss this great opportunity that comes to us.
To try to seek the inner point of the convention and to enter into it. And to hide in it, to conceal yourself in there. On the other hand, to disclose, as it was written here, to disclose one's attitude toward everyone.
What is the inner point of the Congress?
The inner point of the convention is that we come to one heart. What else can you say?
What does it mean to hide in that inner point?
That I do not want to be prominent there, but I want to reveal that inner point, and from it, by hiding in it, to enter into everyone.
I'm constantly concerned that because we're so packed with roles and there's noise and joy, that we won't miss that inner intention.
No, I don't think so. You're speaking about not many people there. We need to try to create this spirit, such an atmosphere where everyone that is in it will feel that they are participating, that they're not coming to some presentation. But they're coming to participate in that, to connect to it. And to the extent that the person is in that, then he really progresses to the end of correction.
Those who are serving the Congress here and the mirror congresses, preparing food, preparing the broadcast, all kinds of things, how can they be even more internal in their intention? It's true that just by mere serving the society, it's their reward and they gain from it, but in order to be in this inner frequency with everyone, not to miss a moment.
It depends on their intentions. It depends on intentions. The extent to which that they want to be in that, without any... without any compromise, just to only be in that.
Thank you.
אני רוצה רגע לחזור לנקודה הפנימית של הכנס.
Go back to the inner point of the Congress. Where is it?
The
inner point of the Congress is in the connection of all of friends, as much as they can all focus on one heart, one goal. That is where the inner point of the Congress is.
A person is looking for it inside the 10, inside the world 10,
here in the 10, in the world 10, in each and every friend, in oneself.
What do you mean in himself? It's in the contact between me and the friend, also in the thoughts, feelings.
It is as if many points, but at the end of it all, it is one point.
And we're looking for it together as a 10 or as individuals? Because the Congress is built in tens, life in the 10.
We speak about it in both ways.
There's an inner point in a person through which he connects to the 10, and there's a point, an inner point of the 10 through which it connects to the world group.
Yes.
One question. A few times you said that it's important a person is not going to come to be here like as if in a theater, but to be active. What is the active action of a person? Beyond the hands and feet and service and all that, I put that aside. What's the inner action of a person in the Congress?
I want to be in the center of the connection of hearts. The spirit of the convention, I want to be constantly in that. What other words can I express that?
I need it to dwell in others. This is my role, or to want it to dwell in others, to pray.
Yes, to pray, to want, to request, and to truly appear in that.
It has to be expressed externally somehow, or we're talking about some inner work.
It could
be something external.
Yeah, beyond participation.
No. All of our work is in any case inside us. Yes, Oren.
I
heard that from the inner point, we have to enter into everyone.
Yes.
Enter where? What does it mean to enter into everyone?
Into that inner point. At the end of it all, it needs to be one point for everyone.
So, I, as one, where should I enter?
You need to enter the inner central point of the convention.
What's there?
The point of the desire, where we all connect to it. What else? Yes,
Coco. I want to ask about the central point of the Congress. We're going to have congresses, mirror congresses around the world. There will be central congress here and many mirror congresses around the world and also virtual participation. This point is one point for all of us. Is it a personal point? What is that central point of the Congress?
One heart. One desire that we all connect to. We build that desire. We all are in it. And we, in that, really build it. That one heart. One vessel. One desire, one passion. One yearning, to that we pray for it to exist.
What is the act of building of that one heart? How do we build it?
The connection between us.
That
we establish that central point of connection?
And how do you act from that oneness, from that one heart, from the center of the Congress all the time?
Where else can you act from? I don't understand you. What else do I need to do other than constantly revealing that central point and elevating it higher and higher?
What will be considered a successful Congress for us?
That we will feel that we are together in one desire, that we made an ascent in this desire to a high place with the help of the Creator who acted on us and that raised us. And even more so, we don't need more than that.